Chapter 7. A few days later, Becky went to Tom's house.
Can you come to my party tonight?
Oh, yes.
We're going to Dougal's Island. There's a big cave on the island. We'll take some food and candles to use inside the cave.
That sounds fun.
In the evening, Becky and her friends went on a boat to the island. They ate the food and played a lot of games. Then Becky gave candles to everybody and they all went into the cave. They often went into the cave and they weren't scared. The cave was full of narrow passages and big rooms. It was fun to hide in the passages and the rooms and to surprise their friends. Tom and Becky went into the cave, but they didn't stay with their friends. They walked down passages and talked. They were happy together and they didn't pay attention to their route. Suddenly, Becky stopped.
I can't hear my friends,
she said.
Where are they?
Tom took his candle and looked down the passage.
I don't know where we are. I don't recognize this place,
he said. Tom and Becky started to shout, but nobody heard them. It was late. Becky's friends left the cave and took the boat back to town. It was dark, and nobody noticed that Becky and Tom weren't there. When Tom and Becky didn't come home, a search party went to look for them, but they didn't find them.
Tom, I'm hungry. We haven't got any food here.
I want to drink, but there isn't any water.
It's dark, and our candles are finished. I want to go home.
We have to look for a way out.
Becky took Tom's hand, and they walked slowly down the passage. Suddenly, Tom stopped. There was a light in front of them.
Be quiet, Becky,
Tom said very quietly. The passage opened into a big room. Tom and Becky saw Injun Joe in the room. The box of gold was on the floor, and there was a candle near the box. This was the hiding place for the treasure and for Injun Joe. Finally, Injun Joe went into one of the passages. Tom and Becky went quickly in the other direction. Tom was very scared of Injun Joe. Tom and Becky were in the cave for 3 days and nights. They were very tired and very scared. On the third day, Tom looked again for a way out. A few minutes later, he came back very happy.
Becky, I know how to leave the cave. I suddenly saw light and walked in the direction of the light. There's another entrance to the cave, but there are bushes in front of it. Come with me.
Tom and Becky left the cave. They were very happy. They looked around, but they didn't see anybody. Tom shouted, but nobody answered.
Perhaps there are some people at the other entrance,
Tom said.
Let's go there.
When Tom and Becky were near the entrance, they started to shout. Some people from a search party ran towards them.
It's Tom and Becky. They're here. We were very worried about you.
Most people returned to town on a boat, but some people stayed on the island. They closed the entrance to the cave with a big, heavy rock.
Nobody will get lost in the cave again.
After their 3 days in the cave, Tom and Becky were ill for a week. When Tom was better, he went to visit Becky.
The island is safe now,
Becky's father told Tom.
They closed the entrance to the cave after you left the island.
That's terrible. We saw Injun Joe in the cave,
Tom said.
We didn't know that,
Becky's father said.
We have to open the cave.
Some men returned to the cave. They moved the rock, and they found Injun Joe's body near the entrance.
He probably heard the people in the search party and hid,
Becky's father said.
Then we closed the entrance. I think he tried to move the rock, but it was impossible.
The next day, Tom went to see Huck. He wanted to talk to him.
Huck, I know where the treasure is. We can take it because Injun Joe is dead. He can't hurt us now.
Where is the treasure?
It's in the cave.
The men closed the entrance again. We can't get into the cave.
Yes, we can. Becky and I found another entrance. Come with me.
Tom took Huck to the room in the cave.
The treasure is in this room, he said. Let's try to find it.
The boys soon found the box. They opened it and saw the treasure. Tom and Huck took the box to town. They showed it to Aunt Polly.
Tom, you're rich. And Huck is rich, too. Let's talk to Becky's father. He'll know how to help Huck.
The boys talked to Becky's father.
Huck, you're a rich boy now. You can't live outside anymore. Let's find a family for you. You can live in a house, and you can go to school. Perhaps you'll be an important person one day.
I don't want to live with a family.
It's better for you, Huck. We can be friends, and nobody will be angry. I live in a house, and it's a nice life.
Living in a house is boring. You have to wash your face and hands and sleep in a bed. You have to go to school. It's a horrible life.
Don't worry. If you aren't happy, we can leave. We can be pirates.
That sounds fun. And after that, we can be cowboys.
Yes, and after that, we can be Indians. You see, Huck,
said Tom,
there's nothing to worry about.
Okay, Tom, let's go and see my future home,
said Huck.